Welcome to On the Hunt podcast, where we talk about wrestling figures and what happened on wrestling. Today's episode, we're going to cover Fastlane and what's going on tonight on Raw. All right, let's kick it off with the pre-show. We had the New Day versus Rusev and Nakamura. The winners of that match was the New Day. I rate that match about 3 out of 5 stars. Honestly, it was a good match, but you know, the cruiserweights, I think, do better on the pre-show than anything else. We move on to Shane McMahon and The Miz versus The Usos for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Usos were victorious, but we had a very shocking heel turn out of Shane McMahon. Oh, it was shocking. I was very surprised with the heel turn from Shane. I gave that match about 3 out of 5s. You know what? I can actually give it a 5 out of 5 for Shane McMahon's heel turn. The heel turn was 5 out of 5 on stars. The regular match was 3 out of 5. Next, we had the SmackDown's Women's Championship, Asuka versus Mandy Rose. Winner of that bout was Asuka. I gave that match about 2 out of 5. Wasn't really that impressed with it. They could have did so much better, in my opinion. Next up, we have Kofi Mania versus The Bar. Winner of that match, The Bar. I rate that match 4 stars, but that 4 stars was just for Kofi. Kofi Mania is running wild. He's amazing. I think they should really push Kofi better. Next up, we have the Raw Tag Team Championship match, which was The Revival versus Rude and Gable versus Black and Ricochet. I gave that match about 3.5 stars. It was decent. You know, I think if I was to do it, I would have had Ricochet and Black go over. Just because I would like to see, you know, possibly Dean Ambrose does resign, let's say. We could see Ricochet and Black versus The Shield, you know, Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns for the Tag Team Championships. I mean, I'm not saying The Revival's that bad of a team. I like The Revival. I like Rude and Gable. Sorry about that. This weather up here is kicking my butt. But, you know, next up we have the U.S. Championship match. Joe versus R-Truth versus Andrade versus Rey Mysterio. I didn't really get to watch that match that much, so I'm going to give it a benefit of the doubt. Give it 3.5 stars. Sasha and Bayley versus Tamina and Nia for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match. The match was alright. I give it about 2.5 stars. But I like the how Tamina and Nia attacked Beth Phoenix. Then Natalya came down to try to save her and they got beat. I think they're planning on a setup for Beth and Natalya versus Tamina and Nia at WrestleMania. Let me know what you guys think about that. Next up, we have the WWE Championship match. Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens versus Ali. Winner of that match was Daniel Bryan, but I give the match 3 stars. Ali actually stole the match. He is just amazing. For being a cruiserweight to get pushed like he did, him and Kofi, I mean, both of them, did amazing in their spots they get for the WWE Championship. And I wouldn't mind seeing a Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania. Bryan versus Kofi versus Kevin Owens versus Ali. That would be an amazing match. And then we got Becky and Charlotte. If Becky wins, Becky's added to the match. If Charlotte wins, Becky's not added to the match. Now, before I get to the finish of this match, here's how I would have wrote it. I would have actually wrote it where Becky going over without any help. Because Becky is a damn hard working, she's the man. That's all I can really say. But she should have went over without having any help. She had won by disqualification because of Ronda Rousey attacking her. But I wouldn't have thrown Ronda in there like that. I would have did it at the end after Becky won. The match had Ronda come out and just destroy her and Charlotte. But, you know, I don't rate it. That stuff they do. And to finish the finish it off tonight. Last night. I'm sorry. Was the Shield versus Baron Corbin versus, or the Shield and Baron versus Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. The winners of that match was the Shield. See, I give that match a 3.5 stars. It was good to see. It was a good match. Kind of reminded me of the first time I saw the Shield. It was a great send-off match for Dean Ambrose. It was great to see Roman Reigns have a little bit of ring rust. Pay-per-view in total, I mean, overall, I give it a 4 out of 5 stars. It was good. It had a lot of good matches. But I'm looking forward to Raw tonight. Ready to see what's up, what's next for Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda. Can't wait to see Finn Balor defend the Intercontinental Championship against Bobby Lashley. I'd love to see Finn go over and beat, but I have a feeling Leo Rush might interfere. The Divas of Doom might be returning. Hopefully Beth does return to in-ring action. It'd be nice to see Beth and Natalya dethrone Sasha and Bayley. I mean, I love Sasha and Bayley, but it'd be great to see that. And where does the Shield go from here? You know, does Dean Ambrose resign? Does Dean Ambrose leave the company after WrestleMania? We all know what Seth Rollins' plans are. Seth Rollins is going for the Brock Lesnar, the Universal Championship. Oh. And does Batista show up to go face-to-face with the game Triple H? Does Batista show up or does he not? We'll find out tonight on Raw. Let me know your guys' honest opinions of Raw and Fast Lanes. I'll be doing my Raw one tomorrow morning. Probably about 10, 11 o'clock. So about noon, that'll drop. This one's actually dropping really late just because I didn't have much time today. I was doing a bunch of running around, trying to get new programs for my phone to where I can do this. I'm trying my hardest for you guys. But, yeah, hopefully Raw's a little bit better. Can't wait for SmackDown. I will be dropping this on YouTube. So, remember, you know, since it's going on YouTube, from Anchor, if you guys want to follow me, I will leave my Anchor stuff in the description. I will be leaving my Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all that you can follow me on. I will have pictures of my wrestling figures. I'm actually working on a nice little video collage of them. And remember, join the hunt. Let's get it on.